Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 2 Kings chapter 5, and we're reading verses 1 to 3 and 8 to 10.
Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy." Verse 8. When Elisha the man of God heard that the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. "Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me, and he will know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go, wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed."
Our focus is on verse 1. He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Despite all his power and authority as commander-in-chief, Naaman could not sort out his leprosy. He could cover it up, get on with life as best as possible, but he could not get rid of what was gradually destroying him. To receive the healing that he so needed, he had to humbly submit to the Lord's way of dealing with his problem. Temporary embarrassment led to lasting change. The same is true for us. Whatever might be our leprosy, be it a bad habit, a broken relationship, a deep hurt from the past, or something else that casts a shadow on life, we need the healing touch of the Holy Spirit. We may have to put aside our pride, admit our need for help from the Lord, and maybe from faithful Christian friends. But let's not delay in getting things sorted. Lasting change is worth any temporary embarrassment. A prayer. Father God, when things are beyond my control, help me to humbly come to you for help. I trust you to bring me safely through whatever challenges I face in a way that honours you. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.